With you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. Till they had completed its days as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Do you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he had said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. I hope you had a good holiday. That's good. I did too. We had 10 masses here at Holy Family. So I have to admit, if you talk to any priest after the last mass is done, we're not in the best mood. We're a little grumpy. But it was a beautiful, beautiful to see our parish come alive. And I was lucky. My family came to the 2 p.m. mass and I hosted them after in the house. I was able to see them at Christmas Eve. So on Christmas Day, I always drive down to my parents' house. And my mom and dad are so understanding of my schedule as a priest. And, you know, my mom will say, "If you're tired, you don't need to come." Well, I'm not an idiot, right? I mean, come on. It's Christmas. Look at how tired I am. I'm going to show up. So after we made sure everything was locked here at Holy Family, I jumped on the 110 and I drove down to the harbor area where I grew up and where my parents still live. And my mom said, you know, remember, my dad's Latino, my mom's white. So Caucasian families, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, we eat like between like 1 and 4, right? The Latino family goes all night the night before. And so it's good. I have both cultures. So my mom says, "We're going to eat at 3 p.m. And remember, we have German in my DNA. So 3 p.m. means 3 p.m. So I got there. It was only a couple minutes after 3. And I walked in and nothing was ready. Right? And stupid me said, "Mom, you said it would be done at 3. And I got one of those mom looks. You know those looks you moms give your children? Like, "What did you just say?" And right away I realized I shouldn't have said that. I said, "I'm sorry." And of course, my mom and I are so close. We laughed about it. But I could tell, you know, there was a little tension and in the room. And, you know, it probably happened in your family a little bit, right? Holidays can be stressful. And then I made the mistake of asking, "Do we have any soda?" And my dad yells out, "Well, ask your mom. She was supposed to buy some, but she didn't." No. Right? And then, you know, so God bless my brother. What's open on Christmas? He went to CVS, right? So he got the soda and, you know, and we had a nice dinner. And I have to admit, I fell asleep before the dinner, though. And I told my dad, "No matter what, please wake me up. I can't miss this dinner. It's Christmas," right? So we ate about 4:30. And at the end of the meal, I said, "Well, what do we have for dessert?" And I thought, oh boy, I did it again. My brother says, "Don't worry, I bought double stuffed Oreos and peanut M&Ms." So that's what we ate for Christmas. And we laughed, because that's my family. There's no such thing as the Hallmark or Martha Stewart holiday in my family. That's who we are. We're loud, we get in each other's faces, And I wouldn't want it any other way. I'm blessed with my family. And I hope you feel the same way about your family. And even if you don't, we're blessed because we have the Holy Family. We are so blessed. So blessed that our parish is named after the Holy Family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. How blessed we are to have them leading us and guiding us towards heaven, rooting us on, praying for us, giving us that example of what is possible for our families to become. So as we celebrate Holy Family Sunday today, let's look at the members of the Holy Family and what they teach us. Jesus teaches us about unconditional love. Unconditional love of those that we are blessed to call family. That we're called to love until it hurts. We're called to love people when we misunderstand them. Maybe they're driving us crazy. They say something wrong. We're called to forgive as Jesus forgives us day after day. And forgiving people that are family members is often the hardest because we love them the most. And when they hurt us, it stings. But as our Lord forgives us, we are called to time and time again forgive our own family. Not easy to do, is it? But yet we're called to do that. What does our Blessed Mother teach us? She teaches us so many different lessons. But one that stood out for me as I was preparing this homily is our Blessed Mother teaches us to show up for your family in the difficult moments. And when her son was dying on the cross, most people fled, but what did Mary do? She stayed there. On Christmas Eve, I got a very difficult sick call. It was a baby that was born that died. Christmas Eve, could you imagine? And what do you do? What do you do for your own family members? It's tough. But how often do I hear that, you know, when mom or dad is dying or getting older and, you know, there are family members who show up, family members that don't, and it aggravates us. So if other people aren't doing what they're supposed to do, see it as a blessing that you are able to do what God is calling you to do. We can't control everybody, but our Blessed Mother tells us, show up when it's hard. It's easy just to show up during the easy times. But are you willing to love people in those difficult moments? Finally, St. Joseph teaches us the importance of hard work. He was that provider for his family, the unsung hero. And does it matter what age you are, we're all called to do work for the Lord. Whether it's you're working hard to provide for your family, maybe you're working as a student, you're going to do your best. But we can't coast in life. Coasting's easy. If you want to coast, you're not going to like the next 11 and a half years while I'm your pastor at Holy Family, all right? No coasting here. Put your faith into action. Do something. St. Joseph also tells us about the importance of protecting our family. We protect our family by being a strong father or husband, the best version of a mom that you could be. But we protect our family's reputation by not engaging in gossip or slander. So what a beautiful example St. Joseph tells us about how we could love those we are called family members. So my dear friends, none of us get to pick what family we're born into, do we? And as I like to say, our families are perfectly imperfect. But could you imagine your life without family? Could you imagine your life without friends who become family members? That is a reflection of God's love for you. Those people who walk with you in life, that you are called to love. So how blessed we are that our parish is called Holy Family. I used to say at my last parish, because it's true, my last parish was called Holy Trinity, I'd always brag. theologically we're the highest. Right? So now I have to change the scripts, all right? And our neighboring parish was Holy Family, so we used to tease Holy Family all the time, right? But Holy Family, my gosh, what a beautiful, beautiful thing to be named after. So what I want you to do right now is really, really be honest with yourself and look in your heart. How could you be a better family member? How have you maybe messed up recently? And you need to change. Let's really, really pray on that right now. On this Holy Family Sunday, how is our Lord asking you to be a better family member and to love those who love you? Amen? Amen. So let's really pray on that right now. How are you going to be a better family member?